Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, we're not. But we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Indeed we do, Dori. And if you would like to reach us, you can text us or send us a voicemail at 781-591-0390, or you can email us or leave us a voice memo. Send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder that you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and do join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast, where the password is serums.
Oh, I like how you said that, Dori.
Serums.
Are you speaking with a French accent because you're watching another French TV show?
Well, I feel like in French that would be serum. Serum.
Serum? Okay.
Serum. Okay. I don't know. I'm just making that up. I am watching another French TV show, Kate. It's true. I just can't stay away from the French.
What is it called?
It's called Lupin.
Wolf? Does that mean wolf?
Away.
I've still got it. That's think, 2 years of AP French.
I think loop is wolf. And maybe Lupin means wolf-like.
Or maybe it means like butter knife. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it comes from the word wolf.
Okay, phew. Okay.
So yes, so I'm watching this show. A few people had recommended it to me, and you know, I have to say, I feel seen.
Oh, really?
Yes, because whenever people are like, "This is a show you would love," it's always like, "Is it?" You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. do you really get me? And this is indeed a show that I am truly loving. It's also one of those shows where I feel like I'm saving the last episode because I don't want it to be over.
Oh, I know the feeling.
And I was sure it was like 8 or 10 episodes, and it turns out it's only 5.
Oh gosh, that's not enough.
Such a tease. So I've watched 4 of the 5.
Oh, so you're just savoring that last one, huh?
You know, I didn't even realize I was doing it until just this second, and then I was like, oh. I seem to every night find a reason why I can't watch it that night. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? mm-hmm. But I do just need to finish it. So here's what it's about. It's a French Netflix show about a master of disguise named Hassan Diop, who takes inspiration from a classic French fictional character named Arsène Lupin. And this was a series of books that came out in the early 20th century. Arsène Lupin was also a master of disguise and a thief who kind of, he He like works outside the law, but as a force for good. He's kind of like a Robin Hood-esque character.
Is a master of disguise a con artist, or is it like a person with a box of wigs?
Kind of both. Okay, like he uses his abilities as a master of disguise often to fool people, but it seems to always be in the service of like a greater good, even if he's like breaking the law.
Of course, which means you're on his side.
You're always on his side, exactly. And even though he's not a detective, but he's got kind of detective elements to him. So of course I love it. And, you know, I don't want to say too much more because I feel like whatever I say about the plot, it's going to be a spoiler. But all I will say is if you're a fan of mysteries and Paris and a kind of David versus Goliath tale, I highly recommend.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
I love and when you find comfort in the boob tube, you know?
Yeah. The main character is handsome and charismatic, and it's great. I'm really liking it. Also, I want to mention there's a new Maisie Dobbs book out.
Oh, have you read it?
I have not read it yet, but it sounds very good. It's called The Consequences of Fear.
Ooh, that sounds like a Brené Brown title, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like it could also be like her latest book?
What if like Maisie becomes like a Brené Brown like figure in 1940s England?
She's like ahead of her time.
Yes, she pivots from being a detective to being like an inspirational
self-esteem.
Yeah, a self-help guru.
I would live for that.
Jacqueline, if you're listening.
Or Brené, if you're listening.
Or Brené, exactly.
Maybe they can team up like Louise Penny and Hillary Clinton.
Oh my gosh. See, now you're talking. I know. Have we even mentioned that on the show? I don't think we have.
I think we either we have or we did in a private conversation and they've blurred.
Yeah. And I definitely mentioned it on Instagram. But Louise Penny and Hillary Clinton are writing a mystery together, which I mean... Oh, you know what else I forgot to mention?
Yes, Tori.
Jessica McClintock died.
The dressmaker?
Yes.
Wow. 1992 me is very sad.
Exactly. I know. A real icon of our tween and teendom.
I'm also like kind of terrified because I noticed that like the teens of today are wearing like ruffle skirts. And I'm a little worried that that's about to make a comeback.
Like those three-tier ruffle skirts?
Kind of, yeah.
I remember those fondly.
Well, teens are wearing them, Dory. Wow. So you're about to remember them again.
Wow. Okay. Well, noted. And, you know, RIP Jessica McClintock. And
yeah, that's sad.
It is sad. And then you had something else you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yes. I wanted to mention to anyone interested that I have signed up for bystander intervention training, which I am really excited about doing. It's being sponsored by Asian Americans Advancing Justice, and I believe Hollaback is the other organization. It's not something I've ever done before, and I feel like it will be especially useful for me, just knowing my own like ability, to be, my own fear of speaking up and saying things. So we linked to that in a previous show notes, and I'll link to the information again, but I'm doing it in April. Anyone wants to do it with me or do it separately? I think it could be really, really helpful.
Sounds great.
I want to give that a plug. Yep.
Thank you for mentioning it.
Dory, you are welcome.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we are going to hear from a true smorgasbord of listener emails, texts, and voicemails.
Oh boy, get ready. The first email is a doozy.
Buckle up. All right, BRB.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right.
You know, you said, Dory, before we left to go do an ad break, to buckle up. And what I think you were referring to is your buckle up your bras.
Yes.
Too much of a leap there?
Look, I'm into it.
Okay, thank you for your support here. All right, well, we received this email that just shook me to my core. I'm going to just take it away. Hi, Kat and Dora.
Please do.
I'm an episode or so behind, so I'm not sure if we're still on the topic of underwear. Just want to interrupt and say we're always on the topic of underwear.
I was just thinking that too.
Right? All right, they continue. But I just had to pause the pod to say this, all caps. Please wash all of your bras and underwear before wearing. After 4 years of working at Victoria's Secret during college, I can say that there are many people who try on underwear and bathing suits without keeping their underwear on. Yes, gross, I know. I will spare you the details of years witnessing truly disgusting habits, and that one time my coworker and I interrupted a couple being intimate in a dressing room. I still don't know how they got in there. In short, wash it all. I know some folks just rip the tags off and pop those babies on, but you truly have no idea whose bare bottom has graced the presence of those adorable cotton hipsters you just purchased. Welp, that's today's tip from an ex-Victoria's Secret employee. Love you both and love the pod. Oh, baby.
I'm on board with this. I mean, I think I've talked about before how I wash everything before I wear it.
Yeah, I think you have. And have I talked about how I don't do that?
Yeah, I think we did have this conversation. And so for me, it's not just about potentially buying something that someone has tried on with their bare ass and vagina or penis. It's more about because I'm ordering a lot of stuff online, which I think is coming shipped like straight mm-hmm. from a warehouse. But like, you don't know what has contaminated your clothes in that factory or warehouse. Like, I feel like I've read online comments from people who have worked in factories and warehouses that have been like, wash your stuff. Like, please. So I always wash everything. Now, I used to not, including underwear that I bought in like the bargain bin at Filene's basement.
Yeah.
A thousand people had touched before me, which is so disgusting now, but you know. Whatever.
With all my anxieties, I am not a germaphobe. And so stuff like this does not faze me. I guess.
Kate, I am not a germaphobe either. I swear to you, I'm not.
I believe you.
But somehow this has gotten in my head. And I think it started when I was getting clothes ready for Henry. Because I was washing all his clothes before he was born. And then I was like, wait a second. Like, maybe I should be doing this for everything.
Like, for me.
Yeah. And then I looked into it a little more and I was like, oh, I should. I should be doing this for everything. So I don't know. Look, no judgment. This has just become something that I've grown accustomed to. And now after reading this listener's email, I'm more firm in my beliefs that this is a good practice for people who have the means to do it.
All right, Dory. Well, apparently this listener agrees with you. So
great.
Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Well, on a different note, here's another email. Hi, Kate and Dory. I love the podcast and have been a devoted listener since the early pandemic/here for you days after coming over from Matt and Dory's excellent adventure. I love a pod origin story.
Me too.
All right. I'm a huge fan, but I have what I think is possibly a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Today is my 35th birthday. Well, happy birthday, listener.
Woo-hoo.
And I want to know about serums. Here's the thing. I loved makeup in my 20s as a big-time career girl living in New York City, but then I moved to Florida and have had a much more relaxed life for the past 5 years, focusing on getting sober from alcohol use disorder and then building a new life, which now includes a wonderful husband and almost one-year-old baby boy. I mostly stopped wearing makeup during this time, but have gotten back into it in the past month as a form of new mom self-care. But here's the thing. I do not have a good skincare routine and never have. Realize that a lot of this probably comes from my own mom, who never wears moisturizer or SPF, barely drinks water, doesn't brush her teeth at night, etc. These are habits I see in myself, and I'm trying to get better as I reach this milestone birthday. But my question isn't so much about what to do for skincare. I kind of know that I need to cleanse and moisturize, wear SPF more consistently, and all that. My question is about serums. Specifically, what are they exactly? How do they work? What do I need to know to get started? I really want to make skincare a part of my self-care routine this year, and I want to make it more fun and experiment while also taking better care of myself in other areas of life too. But I'm just so confused about some things like serums. I just want to know where to get started. If it helps, I have very classic combination skin. My forehead is constantly oily AF, and my cheeks are dry. I have frequently been told on the rare occasion that I had a facial in the before times that my skin is dry. I was even always told that by masseurs. So that's not just a face issue. I'd love to just figure out what to do here and what serums I should start with or try, hopefully without breaking the bank. Any advice is greatly appreciated. Well, well, well.
Listener, first of all, happy birthday. The first thing I want to say is something I am working on personally, which is adding a moral value to these practices. Mm-hmm. You're doing great already. Serums, I'm going to define in the way I understand them as a person who, by profession, is a writer and not an esthetician or a chemist or a dermatologist or any of those things. But I believe they are highly concentrated skincare products targeted based on a specific need. So, for example, hydration, redness, or might provide hydration for dry skin, a redness, fine lines and wrinkles, shall we say. Different serums do different things. So if you want to add one to your skincare regimen, you're going to want to add one that works for you. It sounds like you don't necessarily maybe need like an exfoliating serum, but maybe you want something kind of add hydration, like a hyaluronic acid or a niacinamide.
Love a niacinamide.
Doris, do you think that I summed up what a serum is? Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's something that I think is intended to like soak into your skin.
Yes.
Yeah. I also fully agree with you about trying to avoid assigning a moral value to skincare. I think that you can just get started. I mean, I like to suggest people kind of dipping their toe into skincare, start with a line like The Ordinary, which is at a really good price point, and so therefore allows you to kind of sample things that, you know, you might not be willing to buy like four $50 serums, but you might be willing to buy four like $5 serums.
Yeah.
So I would kind of start there and see what in their line addresses your particular skincare concerns. But I also think truly drinking a lot of water, using an SPF, having a good night cream, like making sure to take off, if you wear makeup, taking off your makeup at the end of the day. I think those are kind of the big ones.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I know we are still in the COVID times where, you know, going to get a facial or going to the dermatologist. Oh, I think go to the dermatologist, get those moles checked, everybody. But you may not, I don't know what your comfort level, your exposure, your risk. I don't know any of that. So I don't want to say like, go out of the house and get this checked out. But I do feel like, I mean, this listener tells us they have combination skin and oily skin, but that can, like their forehead is oily, their cheeks are dry. That can, I think, be a variety of things. And so rather than have us try to armchair diagnose you, I would say like check in with a profesh and see what they have to say. And then maybe add a product that they recommend or a product with an ingredient that they recommend into your skincare routine after cleansing, before moisturizing.
Yeah. I think that's good advice.
And if anyone else wants to weigh in and support this 35-year-old listener, we welcome it.
Indeed.
All right. We've got one more skincare related cue.
Hi, Kat and Dor. I'm a huge fan. And today I'm calling to ask if anyone else feels bad about their neck. I didn't really understand that phrase when I first heard about it from Nora Ephron's book, but now I'm 39 and I'm noticing that my neck looks really old. It's kind of saggy, and I feel like it's kind of early for me to be dealing with a saggy neck. And so I guess I'm curious if others have found that their neck is sagging for the rest of them. And if there's, I don't think there's much to be done, but if there's any kind of special cream that people swear by, I'd love to hear about that too. That is it. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you do. Bye.
The eternal neck conundrum.
What a strange part of our body, the neck.
The neck, yes.
You know, you don't even, I never really thought about my neck for like, except when it hurt, for like 35 years. And then one day I was like, oh, what's going on over here?
Yep.
And in fact, just a few days ago, I said to Dory, I said some snarky comment about my neck, and I believe you yelled at me. You scolded me.
Did I? I scolded
in a, in a supportive way, like a don't talk shit about your neck kind of way.
Okay. I don't recall, but I'll take your word for it.
You did. And, you know, I, what a weird thing it is getting old. You know, you don't want to like belittle the aging process, especially because as we talk about, it's a true privilege to be here, right? And to keep getting older.
Yep.
And you, I personally aspire to embrace all the changes of my body. But it can be very hard when, like, we're bombarded with constant Instagram face everywhere we look, to then have everything just kind of start to droop and sag.
Yeah, and it's hard to be confronted with, you know, the visual reminders of our own decay
and mortality. I mean, it's beyond just like beauty standards.
Yeah.
It's, I think this is what as I end like. Get further into my 40s, what I'm realizing is that it's less about like not meeting beauty standards, but more watching my body change and my face change and just feeling like, where did the time go? Like, I don't have much time left. I'm scared. I don't like this. Stop the clock. Like, you know, like it's, I know there's also beauty standards and all that shit, racist bullshit mixed in too, but like, there's a lot of just like, oh my God, the clock is ticking and I want to live my life. Ooh, did I just get too deep about necks?
Wow, you got real deep.
So
but I was just, well, I was just going to say, in the immortal words of our dear friend Jackie Johnson, cream your neck.
Look, you got to show it some love. Just cream it.
I put anything I put on my face, I put on my neck.
I do too. And sometimes I put an added layer, like Elf, who had sponsored this podcast, sent us something called Holy Hydration Face Cream. It's really nice. And even if I'm not using it on my face, like if I put an oil on, I still bring that, I dig that cream out. I put it all over my neck. But yeah, just, I would say moisturize it, treat it with love and reverence and your chest, like bring the moisturizer down to your chest, your boobs, get in there.
Down to the nips. If you have nips, I mean.
Or the nip area if you don't have nips, the areola zone, as they call it.
Yep.
And maybe you don't have those and just bring it down.
Oh, gosh.
I know. We're really hitting all the stops here. But I mean, it is weird. I feel you on the neck thing, and maybe someone has a neck cream that's specific that they love.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to be a little skeptical of specific of creams that are specifically for necks.
Yeah, it's like eye cream a little bit, huh?
A little bit. So I tend to just use, again, whatever. Like, I just view my neck as an extension of my face. And just use whatever I'm using on my face. So. And, you know, as Gwyneth Paltrow famously discussed, you should also be putting stuff on the back of your neck.
Oh, yeah. Sunburn City back there.
Yeah.
Well, RIP my muse, Nora Ephron.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take another break.
Okay. We've got a few interesting cues coming up.
Okay.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
All right. We are back with an interesting and thought-provoking voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Tori. I was just thinking about your conversation today about TV shows, and that feeling when they're done and you feel so sad. And, I was wondering if anyone else has it where they have a TV show that they've loved so much that they watched at a point in life that was just kind of like tumultuous and they kind of want to go back and watch it, but it like brings up too many feelings. And that's how I feel about Friday Night Lights, which I watched in 2009 when I graduated college and had no job. And it was quite a time. So, yeah. Okay. Bye.
What an interesting question.
Do you have something like this?
I was trying to think of it. Like, you know, nothing really immediately came to mind. Do you have anything like this?
You know what came to mind? It's not a show that I like am craving to watch, but it's a show that reminds me about the time when I moved home to be a caregiver for my mom, who was very ill. And we used to watch Deal or No Deal all the time. And like, I can't come across that show without just immediately being like sent back in time to like the mom cancer months of my life. And so that's not like, I'm not like sitting here desperate to watch Deal or No Deal, but it's just like this weird feeling of like, if I even just like pass it while scrolling through channels. I'm just like, oh God. But I don't know. I don't know if I take comfort in TV when I am like deeply sad the same way I do music. I thought this was such an interesting question because like I definitely watched all of the British television series Skins while I was breastfeeding my first child when she was a newborn. And like that resonates with me about that specific time in my life. Like, I don't think I could go back and watch it. I would just be like, oh, but I don't know if I've attached like my sorrows to a show.
Right.
Right. I don't know. I think this is so interesting.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from listeners if this is something that they, that like resonates with them.
Yeah. I'm dying to know what those shows are. I mean, God, that Friday Night Lights theme music alone makes me feel like weeping. So I can't imagine having that be my sad show.
Whew. Yeah. Ugh.
All right. Door.
Friday Night Lights. Yes.
Give me that Tim Riggins.
Hey, I feel like I'm at an age where it's like, give me that Coach Taylor.
Give me anybody, really, in that show.
Seriously.
Once I did stand, quick interlude, Dory. Once I did stand in front of the guy who plays Matt Saracen, while waiting to pick up a piece of meat at a butcher in Los Feliz, California. And he's very handsome. That's all.
He is quite
They're
handsome.
All hot. They're all hot. Okay, Dory, next voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, Cat and Dor. Longtime listener, first-time caller. I am a teacher in Chicago, and my spring break is in 2 weeks. I live with my two roommates and a dog that I really do love, but for my spring break, I really want to travel somewhere to be on my own, safely. Originally, I pictured myself going on an adventure, like Cheryl Strayed and Wild. It was going to be a whole thing. I was thinking of going to the Smoky Mountains, but my friends and family talked me out of going by myself. They told me that I was going to be eaten by a bear or maybe even a scary human man. And I do not disagree, so I'm not going, but I'm really bummed. What should I do? I want to find solitude in nature, and I want extended time to myself to decompress from this crazy year. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and thanks for making this second year better. You have brought me amazing Trader Joe Rex, and you really have made me feel so much less alone. Okay, bye.
Well, aren't you sweet? Thank you for saying that nice thing about us. Okay, I have a couple thoughts. Do you want to start, Dory, or should I?
No. I would like you to start.
Okay, the first thing I want to say is that I feel frustrated that your friends and family talked you out of going to the Smoky Mountains. Like, was that a real thing you really wanted to do and you really got talked out of it? Because I would still explore that. Maybe not for this vacation, since it sounds like, you know, the clock is ticking here. But I support you backpacking, hiking, traveling, if you feel safe and comfortable doing so alone. Okay, so that's up there. Okay, so we are not from where you are from, so I don't have like a total suggestion, but our friend Kate Kennedy of the podcast Be There in Five is a Chicago person, and she has posted on her Instagram about a space she rented, and she says it's 90 minutes from Chicago. She says you can get there by the Metra to New Buffalo, but I don't even know what that is. And I believe this is, it's a vacation home that she booked through someplace called Blue Fish Vacations.
Okay.
This is in Michigan. And her vacation home was on one of your lakes, one of your big ass lakes. Is that Lake Michigan? I don't know. I am from Massachusetts and I live in California, and I'm embarrassed to say I never totally learned about those big ass lakes.
They're very big.
They're huge. I've been on one of them and it was like an ocean. I mean, they have waves. So we'll include the link to this place, but credit goes to Kate. But it looks like she rented this like beautiful, quiet, peaceful, isolated place that was still a house with no bears. So We'll link to the vacation rental place and also to Kate's post so you can check that out, because that looked really beautiful and it like stuck out to me as like, oh, I wish I could go here in Southern Michigan. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah. I think that's a great suggestion, Kate. And yeah, I agree with you about maybe pushing back on what your friends and family have said about traveling alone.
Yeah, get out there and live your best Cheryl Strayed inspired life.
Do it.
And anyone out there in the Chicago area or the Midwest who has thoughts on where to go for this listener, we would really appreciate your recommendations, since clearly we are of no help in this area.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. I really want to visit Chicago, but like, you know, right now it's hard.
Yeah.
But I'll get there. So will you.
Indeed.
Chicago 2022. Here we come.
Here we come. I like Chicago.
I have never really been there.
Oh, okay. So okay. So like, I've never been to Toronto. You've never been to Chicago. Maybe
no,
we do a little, they're not that far from each other. Maybe we do a little, you know, Midwest swing.
That would truly be so much fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes. Two metropolises. Metropolis? Yeah.
Metropolis.
Either way. Metropoli. We're coming. Ugh, can't wait to get vaccinated and hit the road. Okay,
hit
well.
The road.
Dori Shafrir.
Kate Spencer.
This has been a treat. Treat and a
it
half.
It really has. It really has. All right, everyone. Well, we will talk to you again soon.
Indeed. Lilas.
Bye.
Bye.